Brilliance Audio presents
Tales of a Shaman's Apprentice by Mark Plotkin, dedicated to my beloved Liliana. Few people can recall the particular moment when they decided how to spend the rest of their lives. Mine came during a Harvard University night school lecture on a chilly September night in 1974. That one moment opened the door to the fulfillment of a dream and to an adventure that is still unfolding. The classroom where the lecture was held was like an ethnographic museum. One wall was covered with huge green maps of the Amazon. Another wall pulsated with the red and black crazy quilt patterns of South Pacific bark cloths. From the rafters hung Amazonian Indian dance costumes, straw yellow grass skirts and mahogany brown bark cloth masks painted with glistening black demon faces, announcing an element of the macabre. Two long display cases flanked the room, filled to overflowing with botanical booty from around the world. Shiny silver marijuana pipes from India, hallucinogenic snuff tubes from Brazil, black palm blowguns from Colombia, tiny bows and arrows from the Congo, and bamboo opium pipes from Burma. Lying among these objects were dried specimens of the plants that gave them purpose, marijuana, curare, and opium, among others. Presiding over this jungle tableau was Richard Evan Schultes, professor, explorer, and the world's preeminent authority on ethnobotany, the systematic study of how the people of a particular region use the local plants. A kindly-looking man of 59, Schultes stood about 6'1" and wore his thinning gray hair in a severe crew cut. His appearance belied his adventures as a jungle explorer. While a young man, Schultes had lived for more than 13 years with Amazonian tribes. He was said to know as much about healing plants as any Amazonian witch doctor. Schultes called the class to order, turned off the lights, and began his magic. Here were no mathematical models or abstruse ecological theories. Instead, he showed us timeless photographs of another world. We saw witch doctors, chiefs, hunters, matriarchs, and princesses performing sacred ceremonies, carving weapons, cultivating gardens, and preparing food. Interspersed were slides of the plants that made possible the culture of Northwest Amazonia, foodstuffs, medicines, fibers, poisons, and sacred hallucinogens. These plants were unlike anything I had ever seen, yet it was one picture in particular that changed my life, a scene in which three figures, dressed in grass skirts and bark cloth masks, danced at the edge of a jungle clearing. Here you see three Indians of the Yukuna tribe doing the sacred Kayari dance under the influence of a hallucinogenic potion made from the Banisteriopsis liana to keep away the forces of darkness. The one on the left has a Harvard degree.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?